The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
David, two tweets from the president this morning. The first one, Somali refugees arrested in Tucson on way from Egypt. On way to Egypt? I can't quite say. They were in touch with an agent posing as a terrorist. One of them stated the best wake-up call is for the Islamic State to get victory or another 9/11. Get smart, people. Then, 6 minutes ago, despite the Democrats wanting very unsafe open borders and refusing to change the loopholes on asylum, tremendous progress is being made on the southern border. We all waited because we assumed the Dems would ultimately be forced to change the horrible immigration laws. They didn't. President's going to run with immigration in 2020, isn't he, David?
He is, and I think he's already shown that over the past few months, and he's shown that from the beginning. He's not going to change course. He's never going to change course, and he has dialed this back up. You know, I don't know if he ever dialed it down, but he's certainly dialed it back up.
And he's got a Supreme Court victory now that allows him to build as much of the fence as he wants because he can reprogram Defense Department funds for $2.5 billion this year, whatever he needs next year. It's just a question of getting the contracts in place. He's got the Secure Fence Act of 2006 to back him up in terms of blowing off any environmental litigation that comes along. Do you think he's going to stay focused on the fence?
I don't know that he's going to stay focused on the fence because he doesn't necessarily stay focused on anything, but I do think it's obviously, if there's anything that we know he cares about and believes in, immigration and trade are those two topics. So I wouldn't expect him to drop it. And, you know, there could be some other, because I believe the Supreme Court, they say the president could move forward while cases continued in the lower courts, right? So there still could be some things that end up tripping this up. But, I would expect the president continue to talk about this and highlight it and definitely not downplay it.
Yeah, I do not believe that after the Supreme Court rejects an injunction from the Ninth Circuit, another circuit court will dare try and enjoin it unless there is someone with standing. And I don't know how you get standing to stop the fence. David, let's talk about tonight. Democrats are going to debate tonight. I think this is going to be boring. It's the last 20-person debate. The first one was interesting. I think this one's going to be dull as can be. But you tell me.
Well, I just think it's a matter of who you are, right? I mean, this is geared towards a certain audience. It's really not geared towards a broad audience. It's geared towards Democrats, even though the things that they say could have implications beyond their own party in a general election. So I don't necessarily know it's going to be boring. We've got a Biden-Kamala Harris rematch. Biden says he's finally going to show up and be awake, I guess would be the word. Then you've got a lot of different storylines. You're going to have Elizabeth Warren versus Bernie Sanders, Will Beto O'Rourke, try and save his candidacy. So I think there are storylines that are important. There are policy implications in terms of how they talk about policy, because you imagine they're going to get questions about immigration and healthcare. And these are the things that could reverberate. So I don't know that it's going to be boring. I do think it's hard to have a debate of a lot of substance when you have so many people and they're given so little time, but there's really no way around that.
If there is a drinking game that is needed anywhere, I would say drink when you hear Elijah Cummings or Baltimore. That's what I think, because that is a great way, and maybe Al Sharpton, that is a great way for 20 Democrats to connect with the African-American voting audience in a way that might bring them some attention from that very crucial demographic, at least in the South Carolina and California primaries. How many times do you think we'll hear Cummings or Baltimore tonight, or Sharpton?
Well, look, if they're smart, they won't say Sharpton that much, but they will say Cummings and Baltimore. And it's actually a great way for them to connect with suburban white voters. And that is the one area where Republicans and the president continue to be vulnerable. And it could be a problem, depending on who their nominee is. So if they're smart about it, that's what they'll talk about.
But they'll also try and punch Joe Biden again, right? And that is, a great strategy for Elizabeth Warren. It's a great strategy for Bernie. It's a great strategy for anyone in the top tier. But that gives Joe Biden more time because you always get to respond.
Correct. And I'm really curious to see what Joe Biden does. And that is going to be in night two. But Joe Biden needs to show vigor. He needs to show forcefulness. He does that. And we've seen his poll numbers sort of creep back up to where they were before the run-in with Kamala Harris. He shows like he's awake and he starts to look like a guy that can beat Trump. If he looks wobbly and if he looks meek, that's what punctures his major selling point. And as a candidate, you cannot win when your major selling point is punctured.
No, I think he's deflating, and that deflating is very difficult to stop. But we will see what happens. David M. Drucker on Twitter, thank you. He'll be covering the debate, of course, in the...
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.